Trooper Darling and the Morphine Run by Alex Lewis. Coonamble on the Western Plains was a thriving country town, particularly when the shearers and the sleeper cutters were around. The Sons of Soil was the grand hotel where all the bush folk met. The pub came to life when the work was done and the sun began to set. A young drifter joined the shearers' gang and had to have a bushy's name. Something that you love or something special about your game. He followed sunsets down the River Darling, sleeping on her soft and gentle banks. So he was called the Darling and the centre of many pranks. He could swing an axe, shear a sheep and turn a grown man's laughter into tears. He learnt to run from farmers' daughters with bullets whistling round his ears. The Sons of Soil got the call. Last drinks, war has broken out. A generation of sunburnt lads left their land to see what this blue was all about. The station line with carriages full of young pounding hearts, silenced by the train. Parents shaking hands with tearful eyes, searching for a face they may not see again. The iron friend that once took their wool to market now takes their sons to war. God knows the reason why the light is always on outside the family's front door. 3 months of training, 2 weeks of travel, and an hour from ship to foreign shore. The Darling and his mates march proudly to a scene their minds would forever store. Once upon those battlefields, for even the toughest, the excitement soon was gone. Like summer bushfires deliberately lit, even the devil knew this war was wrong. Trenches scattered with fallen bodies and boiling billies with sandbags leaking tears. Death was not selective for the young or old or the soldier that trained for many years. For the wounded, sick and dying, the strongest medicine was a letter from their mum. So mail from home to the trenches became known as the Morphine Run. It may have been a school kid's drawing or a photo of a pretty girl he was yet to meet. Tender words on paper, an inspiration medication could never beat. With this precious mail from home in a shoulder pack and a belly full of fears, Trooper Darling made the Morphine Run, with bullets whistling around his ears. Some trenches 10 feet deep and 6 foot wide, some were only 3. Some went for a mile, some wound down the valley almost to the sea. Others across burnout flats, under twisted wrecks and around a bend, to a crowded command post struggling to deal with so many wounded men. They say he once stopped for a young soldier huddled in a corner, dying on his own. He held his hand and became a friend, then read him a letter from his home. It ended with, "They are going to meet you at the station, for it is you they have to thank." He folded the letter gently in his hand, even though the page it was blank. They shared a smile and he was gone as quick as he did come. Trooper Darling like a gully buster down the trenches on the Morphine Run. Every tent and every trench and every time he made it home, the boys would thank the drifter who traded a river for a runway carved in stone. Come home to us, our Trooper Darling, with a letter from our mum. Godspeed to Trooper Darling with those letters on the Morphine Run. Now the war is over, and half a world away the bushfires are all out. Hell is out of hiding, and every night the devil asks me what the war was all about. Back on the Western Plains, the Sons of Soil is alive and the beer is overflowing. The shearers and sleeper cutters, strainer post, iron bark and billy tea are singing. Come home, Trooper Darling, you are the outback's favourite son. Come home, Trooper Darling, you are a hero of the war who never used a gun. The war is over and with it the mail run too. The letters are now all blank. Come home, trooper darling, your position is sacred on that riverbank. Dedicated to the memory of Colonel Dennis White, 2nd 27 AIF, and of course, Trooper Darling, who later died on the morphine run.